So, Anne-Marie, congratulations on winning last weekend in Dublin. How pleasing was it, given that you came close in previous attempts?
In 2019, I always went to win. Like, you know, every race I go there and that's what I want, like, but it doesn't always work out that way. And on Sunday, yeah, like, the goal was to always come home with that cup. And until you do it, you know, you can't really believe it. And even when I did do it, I was just like, oh, pinch me moment, because I came so close twice. And yeah, I suppose Sunday was third time lucky, thankfully.
And were you confident heading into the race that maybe this could be your year?
Yeah, like I kept saying, today's my day, today's my day. And, you know, I never discount anybody, you know. It's never a given. Like, there's always somebody that's going to put it up to you. And on Sunday, Courtney, like, all week, Courtney, the defending champion, was in. She was out, she was in. And I was getting messages. Like, I had to literally come off my social media because it was just getting too much. People were like, oh, what's the story? And what way are you going to work? And what way are you going to run now if she's in, if she's out? And I'm like, you know, in my head, I was like, my plan never changed from 14 weeks ago. Like, myself and my coach sat down. We had the plan. It was to try and take home the national title, and regardless of who was in it. So, yeah, I just had to always just race it, race my own game, race my own race. Like, and I always do that. Like, and especially in a marathon, you can't run anybody else's race. It's too long. You know, you can't start and sit in on somebody else's tactics, because it's just gonna, you know, it's not going to work out in your favour, more than likely. So I always was going to run my own race. And yeah, the tactics was to be a little bit cautious and not go out at 2:30 pace, because it's a long way around. And if a bang came or a cramp or everything goes through your head, it's like there's only one way and that's backwards then. So we just said, let's go out with 5:50 pace regardless. That was a plan from 14 weeks ago. And that's what I did, and yeah, so the plan never changed, and I got the results. So,
and you mentioned you went off social media in the build-up to the race. How much of a benefit did that have on you?
Yeah, like, you know, everybody, you know, the support I get is unreal. But at the same time, if you weren't strong enough to take it, like, because it can get into your head a little bit, you know, because people, I suppose, they see me and they see me training, and they just think, oh, you'll be okay. You're fast, or you're fit, and you train every day. But it's still a long way around, and, you know, you're your own worst enemy at times. Like, I put so much pressure on myself, and not for me to win it, but to win it for everybody that supports me, like my husband, my kids, my mom and dad, my sister's brothers, Trev's family, my training partners, my club, Letterkenny. Like, I just, the pressure I put on myself for all of them is what gets to me. So, and then when the messages are coming in, and people mean well, but it can get you a little bit, and you don't want that kind of nervous energy, too much of it running into it. So yeah, no, I did kind of take myself out of it about 5 days running into it. So I didn't have to see, you know, even like the Letterkenny legend, which was lovely to see and hear, but yeah, it's hard. Like, it's pressure that I was like, oh. But I suppose it's how you deal with it. And I think I dealt with it in a good way. So,
the race itself, take us through it. It must have been very tough.
Yeah, I suppose the warm-up area is probably, for me, the scariest part, because, you know, it's just seeing everybody running up and down and everybody chatting and wanting to know, well, what's the plan, and you just want that gun to go. Like, so once I kind of get on the start line and it's getting a bit more official, and they're, you know, like, in the next 5 minutes I'm going to be up that road, and then everything kind of becomes clear. Then you have a plan, and the plan goes into action. So for me, the start is, once the gun goes, I'm 100%. But yeah, like, I said, the plan was to go out with 5:50, and, you know, at the start, you could, running up that road, first 400 meters, if you didn't look at your watch, you could be on 5:20 pace. And I mean, you do a mile at that, you're going to pay for it. Like, so I was just very conscious of that. And I looked at my watch and just pulled back. And once I was on my number, I just sat there. And then you kind of get into wee groups, you know. But I know, looking back now on the live stream, there were commentators were kind of saying, oh, was the guy from Clane a pacer? Like, I'd never seen him in my life. Don't know who he was. And it was just by chance, you kind of gather more people in a group and then ones kick on and then ones fall back. And it's the way it goes for kind of like at least 15 mile. And then it does get lonely near the end. So you just have to keep telling myself, you know, today's my day and I'm strong and I'm fit. And I knew I was strong. I knew I was fit. It was just, I just needed everything to go in my favour, because it's very easy to be running and feeling great and then you don't. It can happen, like, whereas it's all good until it isn't. So for me, I never felt like that. I kind of felt like I was running within myself the whole time. I probably lost a couple of seconds in the last mile because I really did take it in, and especially the last half a mile, I was loving life, like, so. But yeah, like, I basically went 5:50 average until it slowed a wee bit in the last couple of miles. But other than that, yeah, it just kind of went to plan.
And when you crossed the line, how did it feel?
Yeah, amazing. Like, Jim Hockney, the director, is just such a lovely man. And I have a lot of contact with him in the run-up to Dublin every year. And, you know, he's always there to greet the elite coming in and the mass. Like, he's such a... Oh, he's just an unreal man. That he's the face of Dublin Marathon. And when I came in and he just gave me the biggest hug and whispered in my ear, he was delighted for me. And honestly, that's all you want. Like, you just want to make everybody else proud. My mum had a knee operation 2 weeks ago, so she couldn't come. And yeah, my daddy was there. He was there at halfway, gave him a high five. And then at the finish line, he came in. And yeah, just that's what makes it, isn't it? So... seeing all those happy faces and happy tears makes it all worthwhile.
And can you tell us some of the other highlights of the year?
Yeah, like, I suppose last year was a big year in that, how am I going to beat that? It was huge, you know, European Marathon in Munich, and then I went to Dublin just to see how I would get on. I took COVID before Dublin last year, actually, so I was kind of like, oh God, this could go either way. And it kind of, I came second to Courtney. Still a big achievement. Like, it's still something that I, you know, I always, anytime you're on a podium is a good day. So for me, that was still amazing. But I knew I wanted to lift that cup, so that was going to be for another day. And then I went to National Cross in Donegal, and to try and get the team gold for Letterkenny. We fell a wee bit short, but... I made the Eurocross team, and then, like, it was just a big, big year. And going into this year then, it was a big thing to try and keep everything going, because, like, running kind of, I suppose, takes more out of me emotionally than it does physically. And at the beginning of the year, yeah, I felt fit. I went to Barcelona Half Marathon and I ran 72 minutes. And then, unfortunately, I got a bad tear in my calf, put me out for 3 months, and I just had to cross train and stay focused and just try and build my fitness again, knowing that I was going into a big marathon block. So I kind of, the first part of this year just didn't go to plan, but yeah, I salvaged it with Dublin, so I'm happy.
Is the next target now the national cross country? And last year you did lead Letterkenny to silver. Can you go one better there?
Yeah, like, I suppose, like I said, you know, it does take more out of me emotionally than it does physically. So this week, the plan is to just recharge, freshen up the legs, and spend family time with the family and stuff. And I will sit with my coach probably Saturday, and we'll go from there. Like, I would love to be in Kilkenny, and yeah, hopefully we'll see how I don't know until on Monday, and I'll go for a run, and my body will tell me. Unfortunately, that has control more than my heart. So if my body's feeling good, yeah, I'll definitely be in Dublin with the girls to try and go that one place better and get the gold. It would be amazing, like, and those girls deserve it, you know. So if I can be part of it, I will be, for sure.
And turn our focus to next year. Do you have a plan yet? Is there a few big events coming up?
Dublin was the first part of trying to get to Paris 24. I have a lot to do. I need to probably either do a really fast half or another marathon. So we'll look at early spring. I honestly don't have any specifics on it yet. Like, again, it was do Dublin, tick that box, and now it's family time, and then I'll tick that box, and then we'll, again, like I said, on Saturday or Sunday, we'll sit. I'll sit with my coach Emma Dunleavy, and we'll see. But there will be, yeah, there's definitely more racing to do early part of next year.
And finally, a lot of miles in the legs. How do you keep fresh and race ready?
Yeah, well, I'm very lucky that my husband Trev, he does sports massage. He's a barber by trade, but he does sports massage as well. And I have him tortured, like, literally every other day. He's flushing a calf or a quad or my shoulders. Like, he's just, he's amazing. Like, and it's, that's why I want to do what I can for all the likes of that, like, because the support I get is huge. And Patrick and Cahill in Fix You Physio and Letterkenny are amazing, have been amazing. Like, I've so many people that keep me in one piece, basically. So that's basically it. Like, and I try and run on grass as much as I can. I do double runs, so I'm not doing, like, you know, 14 mile in one go. I'm doing like 9 and 5, and it's a little bit more time consuming, but it's probably what's allowing me to continue to run the older I get. Like, so there's a wee bit more longevity in running a wee bit on grass, breaking up my runs, and yeah, getting physio and massages. So yeah, there's a lot to it, but it's like, it takes a village. Like, it's not just me. I've got a huge support team behind me, and yeah, it's all thanks to them as well that I'm able to get the miles in.